An hour later, the bar was heaving with people, but Rob was the only one drinking alone. He occupied himself with a discarded copy of the evening news, then looked around for a diversion and found one in the shape of two women sitting at a table near him. The woman on the left was attractive, wearing a short green and red striped dress and patent leather high-heeled black boots. The other was just as pretty, but in a different way. Her jet-black hair was cropped short, and she was wearing jeans, a V-necked black cardigan, and a black T-shirt. She glanced at Rob, half-smiled, then looked away. It lasted a fraction of a second, but Rob decided that that was all the encouragement he needed. Before he knew it, he had set his drink on the bar and was walking towards them. "Excuse me," he said, kneeling beside the table. Both women turned to look at him, bemused.
"Before you start," said the first, "we spotted you looking at us, and whatever you want, we're not interested, okay?"
"I thought you might say that," said Rob.
"So why are you bothering us? We've just come out for a drink and a chat, and you're wasting your time with us because I'm married and my sister is off men for the foreseeable future."
"Don't get me wrong," replied Rob. "You're both very attractive, but I'm not trying to chat you up."
"So what do you want?"
"To be friends."
"Can you believe this guy, Leah?" she laughed. "That's got to be the cheesiest chat-up line I've ever heard."
"Give him a break, Marissa," said the second woman. "You have to admit it's a bit more original than get your coat, love, you've pulled. Let's hear what he's got to say."